A shout, muffled and dull, and something huge and black collapsed into the mud next to her with a splash, spurting blood. An armoured foot quivered, thrashed, goring the earth with an enormous spur. A jerk. Some force plucked her up, pulled her onto another saddle. Hold on! Again, the bone-shaking speed, the mad gallop, arms and legs desperately searching for support. The horse rears. Hold on! There is no support. There is no. There is blood. The horse falls. It's impossible to jump aside, no way to break free to escape the tight embrace of these chain-mail-clad arms. There is no way to avoid the blood pouring onto her head and over her shoulders. A jolt, the squelch of mud, a violent collision with the ground, horrifically still after the furious ride. The horse's harrowing wheezes and squeals as it tries to regain its feet. The pounding of horseshoes, fetlocks and hooves flashing past, black caparisons and cloaks, shouting. The street is on fire. A roaring red wall of flame, silhouetted before it, a rider towers over the flaming roofs, enormous. His black, caparisoned horse prances, tosses its head, neighs. The rider stares down at her. Ciri sees his eyes gleaming through the slit in his huge helmet, framed by a bird of prey's wings. She sees the fire reflected in the broad blade of the sword,